Thank you very much, Mr. Chair Rapporteur. Ambassador Vasquez Bermudez, I congratulate you on your appointment as the Chair Rapporteur of this working group. Since the inception of this process more than 10 years ago, the International Commission of Jurists has worked with Ecuador and other engaged states towards the common objective of filling a massive protection gap in international human rights law. While state conduct is now well covered by a multitude of treaties, there exists not a single universal treaty to expressly address the behavior of the other most powerful set of actors, transnational and large national business enterprises. Actual or potential victims of abuses and violations in the context of business activities therefore continue to be deprived of the protection of international law. As the working group continues its reading of the existing draft, the ICJ will intervene on specific points with reference to analyses developed in the past. We reiterate our appreciation for the efforts to streamline the draft legally binding instrument as discussed last year. However, we regret that certain critical provisions have disappeared from the revised draft. We are particularly concerned that articles concerning prevention, liability, and jurisdiction have been stripped of key elements essential to plug major gaps in international human rights law regarding accountability and access to justice for victims and survivors of human rights abuses and violations, including through access to effective judicial remedies. Focusing on these aspects, we intend to react to the proposals and comments by participants in the working group in a substantive and constructive manner in the coming days. Finally, we welcome the presentation of the roadmap for 2025 in accordance with the technical decision of the HRC 56116. We hope the path set out will lead to bridging diverging positions while not diluting the critical protective elements in the draft and frustrating the legitimate expectations of those in need of protection worldwide. International law must evolve to effectively confront the greatest challenges of our times. I thank you.